Mark, I want to go to you in this solution segment here now. You recently sent out a letter to many of your friends in which you summarized the information that we've shared today on this program. You made the statement that this system, this surveillance system, with its ability to fulfill the mark of the beast and the lawless man to track the world and to force everyone into his system if they want to buy or sell, and ultimately he's trying to do to force their worship of the Antichrist. You're basically saying in this program that that's really almost totally in place. You also stated that regardless of our efforts to oppose the system, in the letter you said this, that we're all in the system already as it sits. And even on this program, we've been going back and forth on text, talking about how cameras here and cameras there click our pictures every day. We're a part of it. Yet we know that what we're talking about here today is not yet the mark of the beast, because that man of sin, the Antichrist, that Paul talked about, has not yet been revealed. But we're close. So let's conclude with the recommendations you would put forth here. Knowing these things, the reality of the surveillance state, the adoption of international standards, the creating of a global database, knowing that the ultimate prize is the souls of men, how should we as Christians and concerned citizens respond to these kinds of pieces of information that we're talking about today? What should be our primary response?
Number one, we need to get back to the Word of God and understand Romans 13. Too many Christians believe Romans 13 says we are to obey authority. Actually, what it actually says is we are to subject ourselves to authority. We have examples in the book of Acts where the apostles, against the wishes of the Pharisees, continued to go out and preach the gospel. When Herod wanted all the children, males under two, killed, we know that people took their children and that all the children under two were not killed. The bottom line is we are to be obedient to God in all cases, even when it comes to government. So what should we do? A, we should voice our objection to this global system of biometrics, which includes identification and financial control. Two, we have to slow this system down with court challenges, et cetera. And the Constitutional Alliance is doing that, not just in the United States, but helping Christians around the world do it in their own countries. And three, we need to carve out a religious exemption under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that would allow Christians, based on their sincerely held religious beliefs, to be exempt from being in this system.